Hello, everyone. Welcome to the RAS Life Science podcast series. I'm Aditya, and I work at RAS Life Science Consulting. And to know more about us, please visit our company website, www.raslss.com. I hope you have been enjoying our podcast series on various topics from the world of pharmaceuticals. We are quite excited about the reception and the comments that we have been receiving. With me today is Nitin Kumar, and we will be discussing consumer healthcare today. Welcome, Nitin.
Thank you, Aditya, for having me here.
Nitin, before we start, tell us something about yourself.
Certainly. I'm originally from Alicante. I hold an MBA and I have been working in the industry since last 14 years.
Great. Thank you. Let's get started. So, Nitin, let's start with the big picture. What does the term consumer healthcare and the term over-the-counter, what do they mean?
Sure. Let's start with the term consumer healthcare. In order to define it well, let us break the term down to its components, that is consumer and healthcare. According to the Oxford Dictionary, the healthcare is the organized provision of medical care to individuals or a community. Similarly, the dictionary definition of a consumer is a person who purchases goods and services for personal use. Now, bringing the two together, we can say that consumer healthcare is about consumption of medical care driven more by an individual's choices and preferences and less by decisions of qualified medical practitioners. Of course, I am oversimplifying for the purposes of this conversation. Now, moving on to the over-the-counter. In its most basic form, the term means any medical product that can be bought and consumed without an accompanying prescription from a qualified medical doctor.
Great. This is helpful and at the same time could be confusing because it seems like there's some overlap. On one hand, we're talking about consumer healthcare, seems like a broader spectrum, whereas over-the-counter is probably restricted to pharmaceuticals, with both being not necessarily driven by a medical practitioner.
Okay. Yes.
Now, we are almost about 8 billion people in this planet, and I'm sure there are many, many people who are consuming non-prescription medications or medical products. So how big is the consumer healthcare market globally?
See, it's a huge market. As per a McKinsey report, the estimated market was around $450 billion in 2017. And growing with a CAGR of 5.5% by 2022. So if we calculate the market by using 5.5% CAGR, then estimated market would be reaching approximately $600 billion by end of 2022. Now within the CHC, skincare, OTC, and dietary supplements account for almost 75% of the market, with more or less equal split between the three categories. Oral care is the fourth largest category, followed by weight management and contact lens and lens care products. An interesting aspect of the CHC market is that it is very fragmented. Just to give you a sense, the top 10 and top 30 companies accounted for 22% and 34% respectively of 2017 global sales. And I'm sure the market share of the top companies has not increased significantly despite the revenue growth. Specifically, the OTC drugs market was $111 billion in 2017 and growing at a CAGR of 5%. So by the end of 2022, it will reach $140 billion. US, Western European countries, and Japan were major markets in 2017. Developed markets contributed 57% of total sales in 2017, while the consumption has been growing in developing nations as well, especially in China and India. We have one more reference, like the as per the Consumer Healthcare Products Association's 2021 report, US sales of OTC products was $37.7 billion. Now, you can see that the market is growing, no matter how we look at it, globally or by geographies. There is a clear anticipation of increased consumption of products that do not require a prescription. Now, as you mentioned, population growth is clearly a big driver of this growth. Additionally, I would say that rise of e-commerce in consumer healthcare, self-awareness, self-diagnosis, self-treatment, and self-monitoring have contributed to the market growth and will continue to do so in the foreseeable future.
Wow, that's quite a lot of information that you've packed in a simple few seconds. So just to summarize, we are looking at a global consumer healthcare market approximately to the tune of $600 billion, and it is still growing at the rate of about anywhere between 4 to 5%, out of which the over-the-counter drug pharmaceutical market is today probably standing at about $140 billion and also growing at a similar rate. The market is growing globally, both regardless of whether we consider mature markets or developed markets or emerging markets like India and China. And population being one driver, but e-commerce also seems to have made it a lot more accessible to people. And those are two seem to be driving it quite a bit. I'm presuming awareness, education also account for it. Quite a lot packed in. So thank you. Very nice little job, Nathan. Now, you talked about a few categories like skincare and oral care and eye care as one of the major drivers. But what are the main medical issues that typically will drive people like you and I to look for OTC products or to look for healthcare-related products for our issues without necessarily consulting a doctor?
Yes. So as per CHPA 2021 report, the top medical issues that drive the OTC market were upper respiratory issues, pain, mouth and dental problems, heartburn, and digestion-related issues. As per another source, Statista, cold and cough remedies, analgesics, digestive and intestinal remedies, vitamins and minerals, and skincare were major medical categories.
So, you know, regular aches and pains, regular issues seem to be dealt with on our own, or people tend to deal with them on their own rather than having to look into, go to a doctor specifically to consult. That's great. So, if we are looking for products, for day-to-day issues that we face, clearly they have to be supplied by somebody, right? So let's talk about the suppliers. Who are the biggest companies? Who are the largest companies in the consumer healthcare or in the over-the-counter pharmaceutical markets?
There are several companies that come to my mind. The most notable names are well-known. For example, Johnson & Johnson, GSK Pfizer, Procter & Gamble, Amway, Reckitt & Benckiser, Bayer, Herbalife, Sanofi, Nestle Nutrition, Abbott, Taisho, Perrigo, and others. Having said that, many small and mid-sized companies are also operating in this segment.
Wow, this is interesting because on one hand, names like GSK and Pfizer and J&J and Procter & Gamble probably are household names, but and maybe Amway, which is probably known more by cosmetics, but the fact that many of these companies are operating in the consumer healthcare space, Nestle Nutrition, etc., I think this probably would be new information for quite a few of us. So we learn something new every day. Now, in the pharma world, we know that you also mentioned something about the market share in terms of top companies having a certain market share versus others and so on and so forth. Now, we generally have seen in our usual bread and butter world of pharmaceuticals, the top 10 pharma companies typically command anywhere 40 to 45% of the global market share. Are we looking at a similar dynamics in the bigger consumer healthcare space or maybe in a more concentrated over-the-counter space?
I have some analysis on the CHC market. I have yet to determine the market share distributions for OTC.
Okay.
So, for example, in 2021, Johnson & Johnson led the pack of Tier 1 CHC companies with a 14.6 billion business, followed by GSK and Procter & Gamble with at 13.2 billion and 9.9 billion respectively. The next tier of companies is Amway, AN is at 8.9 billion, Reckitt Benckiser, Bayer and Herbalife hovering around $6 billion and Sanofi CHC at $5.1 billion. And just a quick back of the envelope calculation will reveal that top 8 companies accounted for approximately 12 to 13% of global CHC market in 2021.
Okay.
Having said that, I still need to do some research to identify the OTC specific revenues and the market shares for the leading CHC companies.
Mm. Okay, I would think that the over-the-counter pharmaceutical market may reflect or may mirror the same kind of dynamics that the prescription pharmaceutical market has, maybe. But it seems like in the consumer healthcare, which is a much bigger space, the market seems to be a lot more fragmented as we originally thought, compared to what we originally thought. Okay, so while we wait for the OTC analysis, market space distribution analysis, let's talk a little bit about some of the brands, some of the big brands that we know. What are the largest selling brands in the CHC or the OTC segment globally?
Before I answer this question, let me ask you this. When you think about some of the common remedies at home, which names come to your mind?
Okay, so from the top of my head, I can think of Vicks VapoRub for colds and coughs and it's a nasal blockages, paracetamol, ibuprofen for headaches, Voltaren probably for body aches, Claritin, Allegra for allergies. These are some of the things that quickly come to mind, or sometimes even Nasonex for, let's say, blocked nose. These are some of the brands, products that come to mind.
Perfect. And these are some of the largest selling brands. According to a 2019 article published on Mitsui.com, Mucinex, Nicorette, and Halls were some of the names mentioned in addition to the brands that you just mentioned as the best selling brands globally.
Okay, so I answered my own question. I'm happy that I actually knew something on the spot, a rather rare occurrence. So, viewers, consumer healthcare and OTCs are a large individual topics of their own, and we can actually spend several podcasts on working through the different topics within each of these spaces. Our goal is to have a focused conversation and on specific topics that we have worked on in the past to bring about some really specific information to you that can add value. In today's session, we touched upon the consumer healthcare and the OTC market at a very high level with global revenues, with market-leading companies, and also top-selling brand. In the next session, we'll turn our attention on to a project which we had recently done around over-the-counter relief of pain. We'll cover all the ongoing research and development, the consumer segments that are being targeted, and our view of the impact of that R&D in the OTC pain management. Please stay tuned. Thank you very much.